Leading the news this morning, dozens of people have been killed in a wave of sectarian attacks across Iraq. At least 11 cities were targeted. In the worst single incident, 11 soldiers died in a raid on an army base near Baghdad. Sunni insurgents are being blamed for trying to destabilize the Shiite-dominated government. The federal government has dismissed a new call for ecstasy and cannabis to be decriminalised for people over 16. A group of prominent Australians has released a report recommending a controlled program to help curb addiction and the illegal drug trade. The Australia 21 report says current laws are not working and Australia needs a serious debate about controlled drug use. In Indonesia, at least three people have been injured in an explosion at a building suspected of being used for bomb making. Two people are thought to have fled the scene of the blast on the outskirts of Jakarta. Police in Brisbane are investigating a murder in the city's south. The body of a man was found at a flat in Moorooka just after midnight. The most watched Paralympic Games in history is coming to a close this morning. A packed London stadium is enjoying the spectacle of the closing ceremony. Tops off a hugely successful event where more than 250 world records were broken. Australia came fifth overall with 85 medals.